Now joined here with head coach David Upton. Coach, great effort for your team trying to play from behind here, but that 8-0 deficit and the 10-0 run for Pueblo East in that second quarter, really pretty much the difference in today's ball game.
Yeah, we spotted them early. I think our first four possessions, we turned the ball over. We didn't get any shots at the basket. Turnover bug, we just got to take care of those things. But our effort was pretty good down the stretch. I don't know if it was a mid-afternoon game. We seemed a little flat to start off with. Both teams were flat to start off with for a mid-afternoon game. I think that had a lot to do with it.
You know, both teams, it's the third game in 3 days. And when you get to a Saturday afternoon game, when you're in a tournament-style thing, even though it's not technically a tournament, you start getting kind of that mental fatigue, kind of ready to be done playing for the weekend. Pueblo East probably is kind of ready to go home and just kind of ready for a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and I thought that's why we would be able to step up and get them, but we were – like I said, we were flat ourselves. We didn't shoot the ball well in the first half. We didn't execute offensively very well. But, you know, it is what it is. We just got to learn from it. We'll get in the film room on Monday, and we'll watch some film and hopefully learn a little bit.
You guys had some balanced scoring, but just not a lot of it in that first half and even throughout the ball game. But I thought, you know, he had some players come off the bench, put some quality minutes. Jessica Carrillo comes to mind, and she really played a pretty good game around the paint tonight.
Yeah, we did, and our game plan was to try to work it into her and get it into her often, and I thought we did a good job of doing that. I don't know what she ended up with on scoring-wise and how many looks she actually got, but we'll look at that later. But I thought the opportunities that we had were there. We just didn't take advantage of them and knock down shots like we needed to.
David Upton joining us here post-game. Lady Buffs falling to 3-3 on the year, 36-31. Well, you know, it was a game today just game went pretty fast overall, but just really both teams really never had a chance to get any good rhythm here or momentum in today's game.
Yeah, and I don't, like I said, I don't know if it was the mid-afternoon game, and it could be the 3 days back-to-back. And of course, we played three games last week, so it was three games last week, turn around, played three games this week. So I'm not really sure about all that and how that affected us today, but we were a little bit flat. And you know, the girls gave good effort, especially down the stretch. They fought back in there. We got it to within five a couple of different times, and a little miscommunication on who we were trying to foul and put on the free throw line, and we were putting the wrong kid up there, obviously, because I think she hit four or five down the stretch, or was it four or six, something like that down the stretch. So next time we got to pick a little different person.
Well, you have a week off before you wrap up your pre-Christmas break schedule. It's Denver South next Friday night, and you just never know. You've played Denver South a lot over the years, just from the Southwest Classic and then just regular season last couple seasons. They always seem to have a couple of pretty good athletes, maybe not a strong basketball program, but always some pretty good athletes that give teams fits.
Yeah, they do. Denver, they'll come in here. They'll be athletic. I know last year we drove all the way up there, and it was a one-sided game. But they'll come in here. They'll have some good athletes, and we got to be ready to play.
All right. Once again, David Upton joining us here post-game. Lady Buffalo is falling 36-31. Thanks again for stopping by, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up next week.
Thank you, sir.